Welcome back to the discussion episode for the story, Celebrate What God Will Do.
In this week's story, Moses gave instructions to Israel for the first Passover and for leaving Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed many miracles to convince Pharaoh to let Israel go. Unfortunately, Pharaoh continued to be stubborn and refused to let the people go. Now, God's final plague was the death of every firstborn male in Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh gave in and let the Israelites go.
Jumping into our questions here today, question number one. God was patient with Egypt by giving Pharaoh many chances to change and obey him. Neither side, Egypt or Israel, had it easy. Both suffered and were hurt through the plagues and years of slavery. All of this coming back to the hardened, unresponsive heart of Pharaoh. Now, why do you think God allowed that hurt to happen? Or more specifically, allowed Pharaoh to have such a negative impact on so many people? Hit pause and discuss.
Question number two. The first Israelite in Egypt was Joseph. Now, he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. Later, during a famine, when Joseph was very powerful, but still a slave to Pharaoh, brought all of his brothers with their families and his parents to Egypt. Now, they settled in the land of Goshen within Egypt. And it seems that the hard hearts of Pharaoh and of Joseph's brothers caused a great deal of hardship for many generations within both nations. Now, can you think of any other stories from the Bible or from more recent times where a person's heart, hard heart, has caused hardship for themselves and others? Hit pause and share.
Our third and final question for today is this. Who are some biblical characters and some people you know today that have a soft heart? How can we better follow their example? Hit pause and discuss.
Don't forget the growth tip. Talk with a mentor about God's promises and celebrate with them what God will do.
Hey friends, in the words of Paul from Philippians 1:9, we pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding.
Hey guys, thanks for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun. Have a great week.